When the Pharisees saw that Jesus would not listen to them and continued to heal people on the Sabbath, they decided to kill him. According to their legalistic interpretation of the law, he was breaking God's commandment concerning the day of rest. So Jesus left Capernaum and went with his disciples to the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd followed him. Then he went up into the hills that overlooked the lake and spent the night in prayer, as he had an important choice to make. When morning came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach. Jesus gave them the name of apostles, that is, envoys, those who are sent, and he gave them the power to heal. The 12 he appointed were Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew, the tax collector, Thomas, another James, son of Alphaeus, Judas, who was also called Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. These men accompanied the Lord until his work on earth was finished. On seeing the crowds that followed him, Jesus climbed the mountainside with his disciples until he came to a high plateau where everyone could see and hear him. Then he sat down and began to teach the people. One of his disciples, Matthew, the former tax collector, reproduced this long discourse in his gospel. The Lord's teaching began with the Beatitudes, in which the Saviour describes the character of those who would inherit the kingdom. "Blessed are the poor in spirit," he said, that is, those who humbly acknowledge their need of lasting spiritual riches, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. "Blessed are those who mourn, those who weep because of their sin and the sins of others, and who truly repent, for they will be comforted," said Jesus. "Blessed are the meek, all those who are gentle, patient, and humble of heart, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who long to be godly and to live in harmony with God's will, for they shall be filled," said Jesus. "Blessed are the merciful, those who show compassion for others, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, the souls that seek holiness and a pure life, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, those who, having themselves found peace with God, bring peace and harmony to others, for they will be called sons of God. All those who grow in grace, love, and holiness are truly happy, for they are loved of God and become heirs of the kingdom. But Jesus also warns his people of the hostility of the world. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Believers who are slandered, insulted, mistreated, and persecuted as the prophets were because of Jesus are to rejoice, because their reward is great. Having portrayed the character of the children of God, Jesus then mentions some of their functions. Those who follow the Lord must be like salt, which prevents corruption and makes food safe and tasty. "You are the salt of the earth," he said, adding that if the salt loses its savour, it becomes useless and is thrown out. Believers are also lights that shine in the surrounding darkness. "You are the light of the world," said Jesus. "A lamp is put on a lampstand. No one puts a lamp under a bowl." "In the same way," said the Lord, "let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." The only true light of the world is Christ, but those who follow him are called to reflect his light in a world of darkness. Next episode, the Sermon on the Mount continued.